told you something. Something just to remember all the good times that we had. Days when we first met, remember that night when I made my first step? I was so scared, I was so damn shy, cause how you appeared was so damn fly. I figured, well, I might as well try. So I approached and I made my feelings known, and you probably thought I was just saying that shit to bone. It's probably true, you know how dudes be frontin', they don't really care as long as they humping something, but you ended up the only girl that I was wanting. Can I have this dance? Then you pause for a sec. You seem impressed, so I guess I came correct. Yeah, that was the thing that made the night complete. I bet you were surprised at how well I moved my feet. Girl, you know I step on the dance floor with heat. But we stayed cool, then we became closer and closer. Spend time with you was what I really wanted most of. So we talked, got to know each other better. From this point forward, two bodies forever tethered. Doesn't matter if we're feeling down or under the weather. Our tie can never be severed, our love is just too strong. I guess that's what compelled me to write this song. And since the days, well, we first called ourselves grown, so much time, I say about 10 years long. Not once have we attempted or did each other wrong. But those first few years were kinda rough. I felt like sometimes I just wasn't good enough. Your confidence in me is what helped me stay tough. I just hope that I never ruined your dream, cause you were already out there doing your thing. See, I had dreams too, but they were a bit vague. Damn, for a while, I thought they were gonna fade. I got lost and the struggle nullified my sight. I couldn't figure out what's left, wrong, or right. Thank goodness for your presence and guiding light. Next thing you know, I'm out there buying toys for our newborn baby twin boys. You and our kids are probably my greatest joys. 6 years old, look how tall they've become. But we can probably guess where they got their height from. Love them so much, and of course I love you too. That's why it hurts so much to see what you're going through. The doctor said the pain doesn't stop until I can't even say it, sorry, it's just a bit too real. So many words can describe right now how I feel. I'm mad at who, though I can't really say. Is it God, since he's the one that's taking you away? Is it the doctor, since he doesn't have a cure today? Is it the people who prayed and said you'd be okay? Or is it myself, I thought I'd protect you in every way? I'm sad, sometimes I can't even breathe. Crying so much, sometimes I can't even see. The boys are asking, how come their mommy has to leave? Do I tell them about heaven so that pain would be relieved? But that'd be lying, because I don't even believe. I'm so confused, my wife's on life support, but my wife is my life and I don't like divorce. And my wife is my sight, my shining light, of course. And I'll fight for your life, my very right to force. I'll do anything to cure you, no matter what the source. I talk to your parents, they're on their way to visit. Your dad's frustrated, your beautiful mother's livid. I try to calm her down, but her pain, I can feel it. Got to let it out somehow, this is the realest song I ever wrote to quote in your attendance. 4 days to live, I write a verse to cope. The optimist in me is still seeing a little hope. I try to stay positive for the sake of our kids. Maybe possibly their own mom might live, but the realest in me just confirms all my fears. 3 days left, I try to just block it out, even ignoring what the entire song is about. I go out in the world and try to get some fresh air, but even though I know you're lying down inside there, everywhere I look, your beautiful face appears. 2 days left and the anger just comes back. Stress level and anguish almost gave me a heart attack. And I'm screaming at God,
who the fuck are you taking?
And I'm spiritually confused,
I just want her to stay with us.
And who am I talking to? I thought I was just an atheist. One more day, I can't believe what all happened. I loved you always, there's been no other attraction. You never heard a soul yet, created through lovely pearls. Brought so much joy to this fucked up world with our twin boys. Now that you pass, I don't know what to do. And if there really is a God, then fucking give me a clue. Something I can say to my two kids too. Something I can say so I don't feel like a damn fool. And something I can say to show I'll never forget you. If you were alive, you'd probably say be strong. But how can I when my only fucking strength is gone? I thought I'd stay strong after the day that you died. But instead I took all this anger and sadness and frustration and confusion.